Detroit hit the jackpot at the top of the 2022 NFL draft when the Jacksonville Jaguars passed on Michigan's Aiden Hutchinson at number one overall, allowing the hometown star to fall right into the Lions' laps. According to Peter King, the Lions submitted their second overall pick so quickly that the league was reportedly upset they didn't take more time. King noted that Detroit selected Aiden Hutchinson within a minute of being on the clock despite having 10 minutes to decide. Their enthusiasm was more than well warranted, and who could blame them? Hutchinson has earned a 91.4 pass rush grade since entering the league, fourth among all edge defenders in that span, trailing only Myles Garrett, 95.6, Micah Parsons, 93.9, and Nick Bosa, 92.8, a list that includes two recent Defensive Player of the Year winners. Hutchinson's 31 sacks rank tied for 7th during that span, while his 37 hits rank 5th. His 191 total pressures rank 3rd, once again behind Nick Bosa, 228, and Micah Parsons, 226. His 18.6% pass rush win rate is also a top 10 mark and comes in at 7th best among edge defenders with at least 275 pass rush snaps. Yet, 2024 might yield the best version of Hutchinson we've seen so far. Through two games, Hutchinson's 95.0 pass rush grade leads the NFL. He's already racked up 6 sacks, 4 QB hits and 17 pressures with a 42.3% win rate, all the best in the league through week 2. His win rate is so dominant that the next closest edge defender in that category is New England's Josh Uche at 28.6%, which has come on 43 fewer pass rushing snaps than Hutchinson. Since PFF began collecting data in 2006, Hutchinson's 95.0 pass rush grade is the highest ever recorded for a player with at least 50 pass rush snaps over the first 2 weeks of a season. The previous best was Robert Quinn's 93.6 in 2013. Hutchinson's 6 sacks are just one behind the 7 recorded by Clay Matthews in 2012 and Antoine Odom in 2009. His 18 pressures are just behind Max Crosby's 19 in 2021, Von Miller's 19 in 2017 and Trent Cole's 19 in 2011. Hutchinson's 42.3% win rate is the highest we've ever recorded for an edge defender through the season's 2 weeks, surpassing Rashawn Gary's 36% from last season. The Lions star also has 14 additional pass rush wins where the quarterback got the ball out too quickly for pressure to develop, tying Nick Bosa's record from last year. So, despite already having 6 sacks, Hutchinson could have had even more, if not for quarterbacks releasing the ball quickly. What makes Hutchinson's performance even more impressive is that none of his pressures have come from being unblocked, whether by design or offensive line mistakes. He's beaten a blocker for every single one. Hutchinson's Week 1 performance against the Los Angeles Rams was a sight to behold. While he only recorded 1 sack, he tallied 12 total pressures in that game, a number often not reached by entire teams. Hutchinson's performance in Week 2 against the Buccaneers was also very impressive. In Week 1, Hutchinson didn't have much luck converting pressures into sacks, but that changed in Week 2. On 25 pass rush snaps, he turned 5 of his 6 pressures into sacks, including 3 in the first quarter, while also forcing a fumble and recording 5 run stops. Despite the loss, he earned an impressive 90.9 PFF grade. A Detroit Lion has never won the NFL's Defensive Player of the Year award, which dates back to 1971. If Hutchinson keeps up his current pace, he will run away with it.